society, it's how it treats its women and girls. Women and girls.
We create
the smart, powerful, creative, accomplished young women.
We can fight.
I'm here because of you. I'm here because girls like you inspire me.
Good morning. You're listening to Surly Voices on WMNF Tampa. This is Amina. I'm here with Liz and Donna in the studio. How are you ladies today?
Good, Amina. Happy Festivus.
Most excellent.
What is Festivus?
Festivus.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, so I'll tell you. Festivus originated with the family of George Costanza from the Seinfeld show.
I've never seen that. Okay. That's why.
What had happened was George had given a fake charity donation,
mm-hmm.
and his boss called him out on it. And George said, "Well, I was too ashamed to tell you about the real holiday that we celebrate." And he goes, "What is it?" Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us. It was something his dad invented as an alternative to holidays and commercialism and all this kind of stuff.
I thought it was something German.
Yes. There's the airing of grievances, there's the feats of strength, and there's one more thing.
I never watched Seinfeld. I got the secondary.
Oh, okay. It's I think the best show in the whole series. But so they've made a holiday of it now in real life, and so actually there are Festivus parties all over the place.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's awesome. I thought it was like some German thing I wasn't familiar with. Seinfeld came on like around the times Friends came on, and I watched Friends. Because there was like a younger crowd and more relatable for me at that age. And
yes.
I never ended up watching Seinfeld afterwards. I know. A lot of people are probably like, oh my God.
Make us feel even older than we already are.
No, it was on. I just didn't, never.
Oh, look. See, we have a text message from one of our listeners. Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, all right, I got to check it out.
and there's a pole involved. The aluminum pole it comes into the feats of strength some kind of way, and I don't remember what exactly. It's been a while since I saw the episode, so I'm going to have to look it up again.
So, Merry Christmas, Adam, as some people are calling it today. It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Or Christmas Adam to some. Since we're celebrating made-up holidays.
Yeah, really. And, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable how early Christmas comes now. It's like before Thanksgiving even occurs, you're hearing Christmas music, which I am so burned out on Christmas music for my whole life. It's like anytime I hear it now, it's like PTSD.
You're not in the spirit? I don't think anybody's in the spirit this year.
No.
Doesn't feel like Christmas.
Nope, not at all.
It didn't feel like Christmas. And I was in Houston last week. Didn't feel like Christmas there either. I don't know. I mean, we've had 2 years of really abnormal societal relating.
Yes.
So now, I mean, it just doesn't feel like it. And, you know, my dad died and people lost people. And it changes the way the holidays are when you start
absolutely.
Losing primary relatives, first degree relatives.
Yes.
That changes holidays forever. You know, mom's in a nursing home, terrified she was going to get COVID. She did, but she was asymptomatic. So then there are all of these things that are on people's mind. What if your mom's in a nursing home and she hasn't had it?
Right.
You know, and then you worry about people over 65, you know, even with the Omicron, which they say is mild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have another, you know, show or segment of a show about COVID because we get our fully dose. I don't mean it that way. Of COVID. Every day.
Yeah.
It just, the holidays are not the same after 2 years of this.
No. Well, and I think for people who have experienced loss of close relatives, It just totally tanks the holidays.
It does.
It really does.
It does. It becomes something to survive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Something to get through.
Yeah.
It's like every time you walk into a place like Target or Walmart, any store really, any major store, it's tons of Christmas decorations as soon as Halloween mm-hmm. is over.
Yeah.
And it's really triggering.
It's triggering for me. Another reason it's triggering for me is because I went through a terrible, protracted custody battle when my son, like in those, you know, 4 to 9-year-old years, when it's supposed to be Santa and beautiful.
Oh
and
my
so
gosh,
I can't yeah. walk through the children's little boys. I see little boys closing Target. I have nervous breakdown internally, like silent closed mouth scream. So then just imagine, like, we're not the only people that deal with these type of emotions during the holidays. And then that Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And
it invokes emotions. Like my I grew up never celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
So I came to the U.S. and it's like thrown in your face. Like you have to do, even the songs. I'm like crying over a Christmas I've never celebrated.
Yeah. Mariah Carey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who owns Christmas?
But yeah, so as happy as some people are about the holiday, and I know lots of them, it's, you know, when you're coming in, you know, singing songs and being happy and all this kind of stuff, just realize that not everybody around you shares the same sentiment.
Well, let me tell you this. If you have no prohibitions and health reasons not to, you can drink your way through these holidays.
She's like, life pro tip.
I can't like I used to because
life
I'm
hacks.
Getting older. But alcohol helps, folks. This has been a public service announcement from Donna Davis.
Well, and that's another thing, too, is that more people get sick during the holidays. It's, yeah, you eat too much, you drink too much, you indulge in other vices a little bit too much, and bam, you're in the hospital with all the COVID people. And
then you have COVID. This is getting really joyful.
Well, we did start off saying no one's in the spirit. So.
This is great. Guys, I hope you feel better at home now for having tuned into this Early Feminist.
Any drink of choice to get them through the holidays.
That's right. Spike that eggnog.
Okay, so
I've never had spiked eggnog. I don't.
I thought that was just coquito. Is it called coquito?
Coquito is the Spanish version,
yeah.
But I've never had really real coquito either.
Now the Puerto Ricans are going to call in and get you.
Why?
For saying Spanish version.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, it's the Puerto Rican
version.
Yeah,
they're texting right now.
Oh gosh.
Fingers on fire.
Oh, lo siento.
That's right.
I did not realize. So.
Yes, and if anyone is interested, I have a keto recipe for eggnog because, you know, all it is heavy cream and eggs and, you know, a little flavor. And cinnamon. You put a cinnamon stick in there. If you're interested in a keto recipe for eggnog because you don't want to gain weight on top of all your other problems, email us.
They are emailing. It's
all
about
festivals.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's see. They're sending us Festivus links from one of your fans up here in crazy-ass Brooksville. Have a lovely holiday time, whatever you may celebrate, with love and laughing together with friends and fam, Tina. Thanks so much, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
It's, Festivus. All right, once upon a time, I might have won a contest regarding Festivus held by the Brew Bus. The Brew Bus was like, okay, we're going to have a Festivus party and we need y'all to name the beers. So I named, there was a stout and I named it Feats of Strength.
Okay.
And I won.
You've got a history of winning contests related to beer.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a taste test.
I see you.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like,
damn. It was name the beer. It was name the something Festivus themed.
Okay, okay.
So it was a stout, so I named it Feats of Strength, and my entry won.
I thought you were going around like taking a swig of each beer and like, that's a Bud Light. I'm like, Liz, that's not good.
That's definitely a chocolate stout. Yeah. Rasputin, to be specific. Which is delicious, by the way. You should try it.
If you want to share your holiday woes or Festivus stories, please give us a call at 813
413 No.
You're supposed to read the numbers.
813-239-9663.
First of all, Liz, neither of us have glasses on, so
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, see, I wore only one contact lens today so that I could read.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So.
That's why you've been winking at us. We have a message from Charles in Tampa. He said, thank you, ladies, for several wonderful excuses to start day drinking right about now.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, you, Charles.
And then we have a call from Art in Largo. Let me put Art on. Hi, Art. Can you hear us? Art, are you still there? No Art. Hello?
For our holiday friend Art, and we don't know where he is.
Yes, I'm
there you are.
Yes, thank you. Well, a Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you, Art.
Same to you.
Happy New Year. And Rob Lowry is candidate most racist man of the year, hands down, because of one word, namely capo, which is a triple.
All right. Festivus has started early.
Yes. Airing grievances.
Airing of grievances. All right. Who else we got, Mina?
Right now, nobody. But we have a message from Karen saying you guys are cracking me up. She's in Dunedin. Karen,
that's
if you want to call in and join us.
Dunedin.
One of us will be able to read this number off the...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're the closest one.
Yeah, give us a call at 813-239-9663. If you'd like to text us instead, 813-433-0885. You're listening to WMNF 88.5.
We got a happy new beer.
Happy
to you,
new
Liz.
Oh, yay. Happy new beer.
I like that.
Whew, good. Thank you for the laughs. With everything going on, I needed that.
Well, we could be serious and talk about Manchin and his shenanigans, but do we want to go there on our Festivus show?
Well, I want to say one thing about that. So Amy Klobuchar last week is being given some shine about being a potential fill in, but because, okay, so a couple things are happening. One, in South Florida, shocker, people are doing phone banks to call into radio shows. This was in Politico last week, not Politico, the Florida one, but the national one, that people are calling in to, they're gathering Latinos, Hispanics, Chicanos, out of wherever you would, you know, some people have different words, and I don't want to offend anyone. People are so easily offended these days. But they are doing phone banks and they're getting people to call in and doing these scripted conversations about how terrible Kamala Harris is and how she doesn't care about Latin issues. She cares more about black issues. Shocker for me, being black and stuff.
Yeah, really.
And then she is a irresponsible, unhinged, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So I think that as feminists, we know some of this. There's a huge stripe of misogynoir for the uninitiated that mm-hmm. is specifically chagrin as related to black women because
yes.
they are black women. And then there's basic misogyny, which is always afoot when women are in any type of power. And then there is the truth. A lot of people coming forward, black women, Simone Sanders leaving the campaign after only a year.
Do we know any details around that?
Well, here's what we know.
Or is it speculation?
Here's what we know. We know that it's always speculation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a thing. Like, unless we see it, we never saw a comb and a salad. We never saw any of this.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is, like, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And
mm-hmm.
so having qualified my statements by saying misogyny, misogynoir, always afoot, case in point, see Hillary Clinton, right?
Right.
Okay, so we know that, but Hillary Clinton was a smoky person as well, right? Like, there was some stuff there. Was it more than a man? Was it more than Joe Manchin? Was it more than Mitch McConnell? Was it more than Ted Cruz?
No.
No. Okay, so Having said that, though, we really need to be in a place right now going into the midterm election where we don't have this much smoke. All right. And so Republicans, as good as they've been, are exploiting that smoke. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're all sitting in a circle like, you know, with flints. And they're looking to ignite this thing. And so they've got Latinos calling in and complaining about Kamala Harris in South Florida. This is a pilot state, right? And
yes.
So it's going to keep going, right? Like, that's going to grow. And so now Latinos of a certain age are listening to the radio, and they're hearing all about how terrible Kamala Harris is, right? And people who tend to vote both ways are independent and come to a general election with no real preference going into it, right? And vote for whomever they feel is the best option. So there are a couple things that are happening here. Let's say Joe decides not to run. He's not going to do it early because he wants to avoid the lame duck effect, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So she's not going to have a lot of runway time. And with this stuff afoot,
yeah.
This is very damaging to Democrats. So now people are, Democrats, instead of putting out the Kamala fire, are looking for another candidate.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Like, you guys got to really read between the lines out there with the news as it emerges. Like, there's layers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Florida's a bellwether for this type of nonsense and foolishness. And so I always look at Florida news really intently to see where the trends are, right? And very rarely am I guided in the wrong direction. Amina.
I was going to say, I think there was a quote, again, that said that journalism is reporting what others don't want reported, and everything else is PR. So all these stories that come out, like,
mm-hmm.
what are they trying to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once you put them together, as Donna's saying, mm-hmm. you get a clear picture.
You get a clear picture. So you got a little smoky person, a shocker in politics, right? These people are certain types of personalities do this work, right? And so you've got these people who are direct and powerful, and maybe a little bit crabby with all the pressure they have on them, right? To make these decisions and be right. And then you have a female in that position, and then you have Republicans. I mean, what's not to like there? I mean, what could go wrong?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What could go wrong for Kamala Harris?
Right.
And so Amy Klobuchar, enter Amy Klobuchar, who was at one point considered to be, you know, a presumed VP pick, because she would bring Republican women and the five Midwestern states. Now, Amy Klobuchar is now the favorite amongst Republican women, which she has been, because I campaigned that back in 2019 all over the country. I was the national ballot states director for Amy Klobuchar, and she is getting a lot of stories written about her, several stories that I've seen in prominent periodicals, saying that Amy knows how to build bridges. Amy is a build bridger. We're not going to get someone on the far left like Bernie, right? We're not getting that, right? The kids have shown that they don't have the will to organize, or maybe even the skill. I don't know, right? But it's not happening. That's what I do know. So Bernie's not going to pop. And so maybe we need, and Liz, I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to stop so you can say it, right? The blue wave ain't that. It ain't that. And I'm going to stop because I don't, yeah, too much trouble on the airwaves recently. But I will say that she said about Joe Manchin, which is what really brought this into my head. She said about Joe Manchin that this guy really knows America.
What?
And I was like, Amy, no, don't. Right? Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
He really knows America. In the meantime, you know, I don't even know what to say about that because he's burning us down.
He's totally burning us down. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, what she meant to say was
he's out to get something for him.
So they're saying
yeah.
that he is also planning on running for
president. Oh, for God's sake.
Right? So we've got DeSantis down here doing, you know, the heir apparent of Trump. I just want to say this to no one in particular. I got into a Lyft in Houston that had a sticker on it that said Trump 47.
Oh, geez.
Trump 47. It took a minute, right, for my mind. Like, I was like, Trump 47, what does that mean? You know, and I had a few drinks, so I was just like, dinners went heavy in my stomach. And
She started doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to get out of the lift, but I had closed the door. The car took off. It was too late.
Oh, man. He trapped you.
He trapped me.
All right. We have some great emails here. Great show.
Wait,
you.
Liz, before you get to the emails, I've had someone on hold for a minute here.
Okay.
Do you mind if I take Bill from Jacksonville first?
No, go ahead and take
Jacksonville. That's where I'm from, Bill.
That's why I want to... Hi, Bill. Can you hear
us? Hello, lady.
Duval! No.
Hey, first of all, here's the day drinking on Festivus Day.
Woohoo! Yeah. It's 10 o'clock somewhere. Yeah.
Hey! First of all, most importantly,
grievances.
Yeah. We're not okay. Let's put this out there.
Back to those emails.
Okay. Yeah, back to the emails. But let's be careful. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Okay.
Okay.
The opinions expressed on Surly Voices are those of the Surly Feminists for the Revolution, and not necessarily those of WMNF or the Board of Directors or anybody else in this building except for us.
Right.
And if you're not going to stay on topic, we're not going to talk about grievances involving any former employee off, and that is, you know, something that is out of our control. How's that?
It's above us now.
Yes.
Okay.
It's way
all right,
above
guys.
Us.
They
yeah.
really took that phone bank, the radio station, to heart.
Yeah. I know.
It's like Kellogg.
We had that.
Genius.
And let's be clear. We've had that for a while.
Yes.
Yes.
And we know that we've had it for a while, right. And we see it. And okay.
We all have right. many other thoughts, which
yes.
we are not going to.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So there is an email here. It says, great show. You all are honestly lifting my spirits. Keep it up. And then let's see. We've got another one that says, thank you so much for running a great show. My screen just went out.
I got it. It's the highlight of my work week every week. With St. Pete and Tampa finally deciding to discuss the REM problems, do you think these upcoming moratoriums or meetings or whatever will actually lead to something that will help people? Thank you so much, Mike from Tampa.
You know, I don't know, Mike. I think when, and I've been looking at this too, because all I've got is time since I'm not campaigning right now, that, you know, the free market, you know, free enterprise is a religion in this country. And until people in mass, I mean, it just cannot be about people who are affected by this. I do believe that more and more people will be affected by this as time goes by, which really is why shows like Selling Tampa just grind my gears, because you're showing something, people indulging themselves, essentially,
right?
At a time when people are literally drowning.
Yeah.
From
you
these
saw the pictures in San Francisco?
No.
Everything's like boarded up, and people are saying, oh no, this is destroying tourism, this and that, but like, this is late stage capitalism.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's be clear.
No one was worried about the people that were displaced and kicked out of those communities and the rampant gentrification, and now all that's left is these luxury stores with, you know, the rich people living there that can't shop right now. And that's something that's been in the news that I've followed because of what's been happening in LA and San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
But the narrative seemed to be like, think of the Hermes bags. Or is it Hermes?
Hermes.
I've only ever read that word, okay?
It goes past the Great Poupon. It's not jelly.
I knew I said that wrong as soon as I said it.
Yeah, because you don't spend your money like that, right?
I
would not spend my money. It's like one time I went to see my hairstylist, and she's Italian, and so she's very, you know, she's very expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some little, you know, no-name handbag, and I put it on the counter. She goes, oh, no, you can't put that bag on the counter. It doesn't cost.
You know what? I heard about Birkin bags. Somebody told me that in order to get a Birkin bag, you have to be like someone. Like, you have to go through a process and submit an application.
That's ridiculous.
Right? And people literally say things out of their mouth, I want a Birkin bag. And I'm like, huh? But no, back to Amina's point. This is end stage capitalism. It is tone deaf for the mayor and certain other individuals to be celebrating openly, right? And those houses aren't even in Tampa, right? I want to see Selling East Tampa.
Yeah.
Okay, Renting East Tampa. That would be my show.
Oh, that's a great
renting
idea.
Renting East Tampa.
We need to call Andy Cohen and get him on board with
that. Yeah, and just say, listen, guys, what we're not going to do is you got your Stanley Cup and you got your Super Bowl rings and you're getting your development on the channel and houses are going off the rails. But I, Donna Davis, these are not the opinions of the radio station, do not believe that someone should own the house that someone else lives in. You fundamentally own this family's financial and economic well-being if you own the house they live in.
That's true to a point,
right?
What some people would say though is, well, you know, what about passive income and blah blah blah? And oh, there's black homeowners.
You can get passive income from your own house.
Yeah. Hmm. So
right, 95% of the people in Cuba own their own homes outright.
Oh,
yeah. Right. And so this racket that we like to run here in the United States causes all of this uncertainty and instability. And people are striving because they hope to reach a place where they'll never have to be challenged by that again.
Right.
Right. And so the tone deafness, like Tampa was the hardest hit by the recession, took the longest to come back in the United States. These are real numbers, folks. Mm-hmm. So I just don't appreciate it at all.
And there's other real numbers recently published in the past week about how Miami, Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando were all in the top 10 of the rental rates that had gone up percentage-wise. Let's talk to Harriet in Tampa.
Hey, Harriet.
Harriet?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just calling about the, I know it's totally off topic now, but about the recipes. I'd like to add a little bit of apple whiskey to my cider to spike it. Maybe a little bit of honey whiskey.
Apple whiskey.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
apple
good.
Apple whiskey, honey whiskey, and it's hot, and it just feels really good. And you sip that, and you're good.
So listen to this, Harriet. I brought back from Houston. I wrapped it in two hotel towels. I give Hilton a lot of money. I stayed 100 days in Hilton this year.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
Okay, they
own
a couple towels. And I wrapped it with Saran wrap, right? The two towels. And I brought back a bottle of Grandma's apple pie wine.
It's
apple wine with spices.
No.
It's supposed to be delicious. You can get it from Deer Creek. Okay. It's online. Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Harriet.
Thank you so much for calling, Harriet.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's so good. She was like, back to the recipe. I'm like, what recipe were we talking? Then I realized it was the alcohol.
I mean, people want to talk about holiday stuff.
Yeah.
They love holiday stuff.
Sal in Largo. Hi, Sal.
Hi, guys. Good morning. How can you tell?
Tell what?
You said, hi, Sal.
Because your name is... See, when Jessica Rabbit answers the phone, she puts people's name in and where they're from. So that's how I can tell.
I was just confusing your salutation for an adjective because I partake in the cannabis, which I was trying to...
We have not even talked about the cannabis celebration.
And I don't mean to interrupt. That's my point. While I don't begrudge anybody for consuming alcohol, I myself partake of it. I just want to remind people to be safe this holiday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Drive. I'm an Uber driver, and a side note here, I get more tips from my female riders when I listen to your show than any other time.
What a case study.
it's like they understand, like, oh, here's an intelligent guy. He give him a little more money.
Yeah.
You should record shows and play them in the car all the time.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You can get the shows on iTunes.
Yeah. Or you can open up our archives and just
or
play
not
them.
iTunes, iPod.
Yeah. I've got the app, so I listen all the time to all sorts of different shows, and it's great. It really is. To anybody listening, get the app right now.
Thank you
so much, Sal.
My point again, I'm an Uber driver, and even if you don't take an Uber or a Lyft, be safe this holiday if you drink and drive. More people die from alcohol in an hour than they will from cannabis in a year or a decade. So thank you, ladies. Keep going. I'm going to hang up. I love you very much. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Sal.
So
we love
much.
You, too.
My pleasure.
Well, I have
so sweet.
Had medicated Coquitos.
Ooh.
Yes. In my freezer. Maybe. Mr. Policeman.
To our FBI, friendly FBI, neighborhood FBI agent.
Maybe not. Though.
All right, Sean in Tampa. Hi, Sean.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was waiting for a while, but yeah, thanks for taking it. And I just wanted to say, like, thank you guys for expressing your opinions and everything. It's good to get different points of views and also allowing the community to do the same thing. And I just had one kind of and being critical, you know, like that kind of thought process. And, you know, I think we should encourage that. And I feel like you guys are doing that. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I liked your idea about renting. You guys have some very interesting ideas. I'll put it that way. But I like your idea about renting South or
East Tampa.
East Tampa, yeah.
I grew up in Southeast Tampa in Claremont. I don't know if you know that neighborhood, but anyways, so yeah, that's an interesting concept about renting homes and things like that. And, you know, but also I was going to ask, like, just as a side note or whatever, do you guys, like, if I call, I've called before, when you're taking my call, do you know my history? You know what I mean? You're like, oh, last time you called about, it was an ecological thing, you know, with the glyphosate and everything like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
When you tell us we've talked about ecological things, we remember because.
Okay.
Yeah, we remember that, but we don't know before we answer the phone that that's what we talked about.
Okay, yeah, I got it. I mean, I was just wondering how much of the queue, like, you know, every time you take a call, you see everything. But yeah, I was just curious about that. And yeah, I mean, I think just one thing, again, we should try to get behind and a good idea is the ecological issues and whatever we can do in our small part and not thinking so much, oh, we have to change the regulations. I mean, that would be great as well. But like with the glyphosate issue, just don't buy the Roundup. And then if you have a neighbor that's using it, you can't stop them from using it, but you can say, hey, you know, that is very bad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So what do you use in place of Roundup?
Oh, I don't use anything. Why?
Oh, okay. I mean, that's my philosophy on gardening. It's like, if it has the nerve to grow, let it, you know?
Yeah, you can't get Miracle-Gro in Tampa.
I mean...
You can't even get Miracle-Gro.
I love plants, and I make bonsai and stuff, but I never have a need for any, even the ones that are supposedly invasive. I mean, you just dig them out and whatever, set them on fire, and then it's no change to the ecosystem. I mean, there are, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to judge people. Like, when you got something and you're not a gardener, you're trying to get rid of it, whatever. I'm not gonna say you're going to hell or anything. Sorry, I'm allowed to say it on the air, but you know what I mean.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Sean. It's always good to hear from you. And okay.
Mike.
I didn't mean to keep you on hold for so long, Sean. I apologize. There's been this phone bank of people trying to get us off topic. So
my battery was about to die. You know, that's the only thing. And then I have all my grievances too. If you guys are ready for that.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is. It is Festivus, and we will hear the grievances as long as they don't involve he who shall not be named. All right, go.
I'm joking. I don't have any.
Oh.
just keep. Nobody's perfect. Just keep trying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Thank you, Sean.
You guys and myself included and everybody, you know?
Thanks so much, Sean.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We have an email from Madeline. She said, thank you for sharing this tone-deaf reality. This was in reference to your comments on the reality TV show.
Yeah.
She said, gosh, I would love to pick your brain on a show one day. So many things need to be talked about. My name is Madeline. I'm an Army veteran. I live in Tampa, well rent. And as I stepped out of the shower, you tooted my horn of horns. I want to own a home, too, one day. Much love. Thank you again. Both of you are amazing. There's three of us here, Madeline. All of us are here today. And she said, oh, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Madeline.
But feel free to call in.
Yeah.
It's 813-239-9663, and we will take you on the air so you can pick Donna's brain if you'd like.
We do get some really interesting ideas.
It's a crowded place in our heads.
And yeah, not just in the studio. I mean, on the outside, it's like, oh, what if we did this?
And you know, I travel around country a lot. And I do a lot of, I meet a lot of interesting people. And so I credit that thinking to just being in a lot of places with a lot of different types of people. And I am very fortunate that I get to be in the room with people who are closest to the pain.
Oh.
And so what that allows me to do is really understand at the any given moment, like what's in the minds and hearts and what's worrying and weighing American people of all stripes. Yeah. Right? I make it a point not to ever find myself, because I have entree into a lot of different mm-hmm. echelons of society, right? As a person who works in politics, right? And I am most proud of the relationships that I have with people who can tell me what it is that we're supposed to be doing as politicos.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be clear about that.
So deep for such a fun, festive day.
I know. And also, while we're on the non-fun stuff, I want to share this with you guys. If you do get contract COVID in Florida, monoclonal antibodies, which are anywhere from a $3,000 to $5,000 treatment, are free.
Oh.
They are free. And you're not hearing about this, and I just want to bring this to you. So if you're a person who is of a certain age, if you're a person who is not expected because of existing, I don't want to say pre-existing because it triggers people. But if you have a condition where you're not expected to mount a full immune response to the disease, you get yourself tested, and because you're going to need that positive test when you go to get it. The state is using, the vendor that the state is using the most is cdr-health.com. You make an appointment there, but if you cannot make an appointment online, do not sit at home, walk in. They have places for walk-ins. They will test you and administer the antibody treatment to you in one day.
Wow.
And it'll only take you 2 hours of your time.
Dang.
Okay.
That's great information.
Yeah. So you want to make it to the next holiday season and see if we have a better one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a message from Pete. Your lady's IQ doesn't vary with the ambient temperature. This is a good thing.
And we have a note from the studio that there's a monoclonal antibody shortage. Pre-appointments are required. More on WMNF.org.
Ah.
Word's
gotten out. You've been talking to too many people.
No, well, here's the other thing. If you're a veteran, right? If you're a veteran, go to the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And not your, if you're in a hurry, right? Because when you start having symptoms, there's a countdown. You want to get your antibodies into yourself within 7 days, 10 at the most, right? Once you become severely ill, they will not give them to you because it'll actually hurt your immune system, right? Because it'll challenge it in other ways and you'll also be fighting the virus, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what they told me. So if you're a veteran, like my husband was, the way he got them was he went into the ER, they gave him a PCR test, and they sent him home. They called him at home, says your chest x-ray looks good, and you do have COVID, and he said, I can't make an appointment through CDR. They said, you can go to the Masani Center at USF. We'll call them and send them your information. They sent the information over. He had the antibodies at 11 a.m. the next day.
Wow. Here's a nice email. It says, how wonderful that the Uber driver gets tipped more when you guys are on there.
I love that.
And how cute is that guy, Sean? I love your show. As always, thank you for that perspective. Much love. Happy holidays. Love, Twinkle. P.S. My new album will be out around March, and I would like to send it to you. Please tell me your names, and I'll send it to the radio station. Ah, great.
Please do.
Just send it to Surly Voices. We have a mailbox here, and they can get it to us. Thanks so much, Twinkle. Let's see.
What a great name.
It is. I love it. I've only known one in my life.
Let's... We have Paul from Safety Harbor is calling in.
Yeah.
Let me get him on the... Oh, wait. We have somebody that's been waiting longer.
Okay. CJ.
So let's get CJ. Hi, this is Surly Voices. CJ, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. How y'all doing over there?
Good. How are you doing?
Magnificent as usual. Same old wonderful. I heard the comments on the alcohol and the cannabis, and the guy with the cannabis was absolutely right. But the thing about it is that some people have to get it where they can because they make it too expensive to use the true thief dispensaries, or others who charge exorbitant prices and is weakened to the point to damn near being placebo. So the thing is, like, you got a choice. You want to get poisoned on the street or be robbed by true thief dispensaries and others. So they really are substituting alcohol, which kills how many people, all children, and driving down the road with their mother, and things that take place that are totally insane, that from the consumption of alcohol. I've never heard of anybody having a cannabis hangover unless they bought the poison on the street, and they get a lot more than that out of it. Look at this latest spice thing where they killed two people and put 41 people in the hospital.
I saw that. I think everybody needs to be very careful with what they're consuming in general. That was a really unfortunate situation where people did get something that was mixed with spice, and a bunch of people got sick. I think someone even died.
Well, you see, it's not just the spice element itself. It's what they spray onto these elements and the carcinogenics and all kinds of other things. And they withhold the best medicine in lieu of the tax-sponding alcoholic thing there. And people get really crazy on the alcohol. I've never heard of anybody smoking a joint and then going to rob a bank.
Right. You know, you don't have the energy.
Maybe it'll relax the nerves or something. I don't know.
Right. You can go down to true thief dispensaries and get 3.5 cents worth for $50. Of course, if you're rich, I guess that's okay. But, you know, the people that voted it in are the people that are being denied through pricing. And it's a shame.
Well, thank you for calling in, CJ. That was great. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to reemphasize one point that CJ made, is that the state dispensaries, the authorized dispensaries, are selling a low THC version of cannabis for exorbitant prices. So the people who need it, people with PTSD, which it's shown to treat effectively, cancer patients, are already, you know, under our current system, struggling, you know, to get their treatment and afford their lives. And then they're asked to pay exorbitant prices for, like what he said, a much watered down, diluted version, that to the point that it's almost a placebo. So there are stronger CBD oils in Chicago, just in any shop, right? Than you can get for these insane prices. Well, not insane, but these terrible prices. Sorry about that. Exorbitant prices here in Tampa, in Florida. And it's a shame. It's another exploitation of the will of the people.
I think there was a bill just last year to put a cap on, or lower the amount of THC that is... I don't know if it passed, but I remember that going through the legislature. It's something they tried anyway every year, like how to make more profit and give less to folks, even not having it legalized fully. It's ridiculous.
It's sad.
Let's talk to Paul in Safety Harbor. Paul?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you two doing? You sure sound like you're having fun.
We're trying to.
We three
are trying to have
fun. Think of the Christmas song.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Roundup guy, you asked him a recipe for homemade Roundup?
No. I said, what does he use instead of Roundup?
No, well, I've got the recipe.
Oh, okay.
Before people get confused, don't confuse the Roundup and the alcohol conversation.
You have a recipe for...
This is not, to be clear, this is not the Christmas drink recipe. It's the Roundup recipe.
In case somebody tunes in late.
One gallon of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of Blue Dawn, and 1 cup of salt is the best Roundup you can ever use, and it doesn't do anything to anything except kills those weeds.
Awesome.
So it doesn't hurt dogs.
It's just vinegar,
salt.
Vinegar and salt.
Well, and Dawn.
And Dawn.
But, you know, if the dog was in the house and you got it down, I don't think it would affect him. I don't know the answer to that question. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, thanks for the recipe, Paul.
Thank
you,
Paul.
For a Roundup alternative, not for Christmas.
So that was a gallon of vinegar, a cup of Dawn.
No.
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon.
Oh, see, that would have Lucille Ball problem.
You'd be like bubbles all over the place.
Yeah. It's one to one.
One to blame you for. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Paul.
This show is so informative. These colors are great.
Yes. Yeah, they are.
For some reason, this screen keeps going up, but let's talk to Clay in Land O' Lakes. Hi, Clay.
Christmas bah humbug.
Yeah.
You guys are having more fun than law allows. You've got me laughing for most of the show until you have to talk about the door.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so I also want to congratulate you on being the most disrespectful show on the radio. I have to honor each people that are around.
That's what our promo says too.
I know. That's where I heard it.
Yeah. You're definitely irreverent.
Yeah, I remember the guy that called in with that stupid stuff. Because I look forward to your show. It is one of the highlights of the week. Listen to you, lady.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. So,
let's go with the grievances. My grievances is your mansion and cinema. And what I really like for Christmas is be alone in a room with Joe Manchin for just long enough to have a conversation.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, a real conversation.
A touching conversation.
Yeah. He's like, catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is, he's not a Democrat at all. He's a corporate whore.
That's what right.
And he's doing all this because, he has his overlords, and he's really signed up with Charles Koch, too. People don't know that. Him and Charles Koch are like brothers.
Charles
brothers, so now he's got Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what the progressives have been saying when they try to tie the infrastructure bill to the Build Back Better spending plan. And once that was separated and he got what he wanted, they knew he was never going to hold up his
right.
You're right. That was a big mistake. They never should have done. I knew when they were doing it, that was all wrong. You had to keep those two things together and make them go together. It was the only way it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now look where we're at. But you know what's hard to hard to believe, though, is this is so much for America and wanted for by the majority of Americans that there isn't at least one Republican who has the guts to go and say, I'll vote for it.
Yeah.
You would think at least one of them could step forward and say, I'm going to vote for it.
You guys remember how hard it was, sarcasm, remember how hard it was to get the Congress to vote for the bailouts 1 and 2?
Oh, it was so hard protracted and laid down with all kinds of extra bills.
Think of the banks.
Yeah, think of the banks. Think of all the banks that will cry.
Right.
And so when you think about that, what happened after 9/11, and then, I'm going to say it. I am not going to ever mince words about the truth, right? Because the truth, when we don't tell the truth, it hurts the people.
Right.
If we can't get them to be as enthusiastic, we elected them. We pay them.
Yeah.
And if we can't get them to be as enthusiastic about bailouts with no oversight, was it that one of these companies, I can't remember which one it was, Bank of America, I think, they gave 13 people $1 million bonuses, right? And then the golden parachute, and then the hotels that were rented. This was under Obama, the second oversightless bailout. I'm still angry about that.
Yeah. They still got overdraft fees.
And I was thinking about that the other day. They were talking about how much money they make off of overdraft fees and over the limit fees. And guess what? Here's the thing. And I'm going to stop because it's 10:54. But I'm going to stop.
I want to say this is a pittance of what the kind of money is they give the military.
Yes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the thing that I wanted to say. When have you ever seen someone give out that kind of money, almost $1 trillion on the second bailout? And we don't own any interest in these companies.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
America. Well,
right now, we have corporate welfare that most people don't know about it, but almost every corporation out there, from the pharmaceutical industry to the fossil fuel industry, gets subsidized. Everyone cries about welfare, but people get the welfare of corporations.
Yep.
Right.
But people don't want to work. Yeah.
Pilots in America making $20,000 a year, and they tell them, don't apply for food stamps in your uniform.
Jeez. So one last thing that I wanted to bring up because I don't know how we get it done. But okay. The Congress is having a heck of a time trying to do this investigation. They should be doing it anyway. We need to have Merrick Garland set up an independent counsel to look into this January 6th insurgent and what transpired beforehand, all the people that were involved, so we capture them all and put them where they belong in jail.
Yeah, instead of out on the street after 3 months of probation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or sending a referral for criminal activity.
I'm actually talking about it's going to take the Justice Department to be able to get a hold of Donald Trump. Let's say that Donald Trump is the head of this whole thing, and then all the little minions underneath him, they all need to go to jail for what they did.
You ever watch those movies that are like, you know, a terrorist or somebody who's like trying to take down the government? I mean,
yeah, the whistleblower types.
Yeah, they're either like killed or they're put in some basement prison forever mm-hmm. or something like that. I always thought like this was such a crime and they're getting a slap on the wrist and vegan meals in jail.
Yeah.
Well, you said Trump smart 47. I was thinking that was the term he was going to spend in jail, 47 years.
All right.
That would be a good one.
Thanks for calling, Clay. We got a couple more calls to get to.
Be safe on you all. Stay healthy and have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to Ted in Elfers.
Oh, happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays to you.
Is Elfers a place?
I did want to say.
Yeah. It's on the way to Newport Richie.
Never seen Seinfeld. Surely you guessed.
I know. You know what? Stop.
I've actually been to the place where the address was in Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah.
To the diner.
Yeah, it's near the. They have a little kind of a thing. You go in and you sit on the sofa, and you can take pictures in there buy stuff. It's near the Starbucks Roastery at Michigan and Erie.
When you find Seinfeld, Amina, it's on Netflix.
I have to now.
The episode we're talking about is called The Strike.
Okay.
I don't recall what season it's in, but if you Google it, you can probably find it.
Okay,
it's wonderful.
Yeah,
I did want to say real quick. I know you got a lot of other people waiting. It's almost time's up. I'm a big advocate for cannabis. I'm a veteran. I've had PTSD. I still suffer sometimes from it. Cannabis helped me. I had a doctor years ago tell me, I can't tell you this, but go smoke a joint and see how you feel.
Yeah.
years ago.
That's a good doctor.
That's a great doctor.
I do like my alcohol. I'm a fan of the Kahlua in the coffee in the morning. It's working time.
All right.
I do also want to mention, though, that mushrooms are fantastic for certain things. All of these things need to be done, in moderation,
right,
with sense and intelligence. Don't just go out and eat a bunch of mushrooms, smoke a bunch of marijuana, and drink a bunch of alcohol and have your good time, because it's not going to work out for you.
Right.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah,
everything in moderation.
Mushrooms are legal in Denver.
Moderation. One last thing I wanted to say is that I don't remember what I wanted to say, so have a happy holiday. I think it's the cannabis kit.
That's good.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
Okay, I thought Elfers was something holiday related.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. I just got
that.
No, it's on the way to Newport Richie.
Okay.
Yeah.
They you have another
have
caller?
A blast. No, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I want to be bailed out.
I do too.
Just, yeah, it's like, and I don't think they could sign that thing fast enough. I mean, it was just like, oh yeah, we got to bail out the banks. Say what? Yeah. So, last thoughts for this Festivus, Ms. Davis.
I have grievances to air with the United States Congress and Senate. And I think I would spend the rest of my life in jail if I aired them the way that I wanted to. And on that note, I am signing off.
I have a joke.
Oh, okay.
What do you call an old snowman?
Water.
A what?
Water.
Got it.
Happy holidays.
<Doo-doo.
laughs> All right, Liz, your closing thoughts?
Someone has helped us with the season and episode number. The Strike is season 9, episode 10.
Okay, Seinfeld fans.
All right.
Leave me alone.
All
happy
right.
holidays.
Have a happy holidays, guys. We will be back next week at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
WMNF Tampa 88.5.
I like stunning. I like shining. I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas. The ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong. I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, bang it.